Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Thanksgiving's next week. What do you all got planned? What are you doing, Abby?
So my parents always come up my entire family actually always comes up to North Georgia for Thanksgiving. Like, even before I moved to Atlanta, like, that's a tradition that they've done. It's a tale as old as time. And usually I skip it, but now I live here, so I cannot skip it. It's like 30 people in one 2,000 square foot cabin. It's a lot,
yeah.
But you know what? It is really nice now that I can kind of come and go as I please. So we have some plans to like go to a winery. I think we're going to Monte Luce while they're up here. This is my brother's first Thanksgiving with his new girlfriend that he is moving in with and just pressing fast forward on.
So he is bringing her.
So that's a big step for our family too. So yeah, it should be a very eventful next week for Thanksgiving.
What about you, Mo?
Same thing I do every year. Nothing different. Going to see my family. It's like a group of maybe 20 of us that all get together every year and celebrate and talk about what we're thankful for, watch football, hang out. Pretty much typical stuff.
What about you, Jackson? What are you doing?
I do the same thing every year. All of my family flies into Atlanta because my grandparents are from around here. Mm-hmm. And it's like a week-long celebration of everyone just hanging out and having a good time.
So it sounds like everybody's going to be surrounded by a lot of people. This year it's going to be me, Bart, and Jimmy.
Oh, I love that for you.
I love that. That's great.
I'm oddly looking forward to it.
Jimmy cooking?
Yeah. Nobody's cooking. We made reservations.
Lovely.
Where are you going?
Yeah, so we're going to go to Raisin the City. They do like this family style. So a lot of places will either do a buffet or family style. They're doing family style. I'm trying to get to Raisin on the River, but they were already booked, even though I did this months ago. We traveled to Kentucky in September. We traveled to Kentucky in October. We're going to go back to Kentucky in December for Christmas. And I'm like, we need a break from travel. I'm like, if anybody wants to come to us, you're more than welcome. Nobody took up my offer. So we're just totally, totally fine. They had other family. My brother's in-laws are coming in. So it wasn't going to work. But yeah, so Bart, Jimmy, and myself, we're just going to lay low all next week. We're going to go out to dinner for a little Thanksgiving lunch action. And then I'm excited because tomorrow I'm going to start with the Christmas decorations. And I got Jimmy his first little miniature Christmas tree. So we're going to put his Christmas tree up in his room. I went to Michael's and I got him some little mini decorations to put on it.
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed.
It's going to look so cute.
That's adorable.
That's what we're doing. So in keeping with the spirit of Thanksgiving, I thought it would be a great way to kick off the show with feeling grateful. And Jackson, you of all people have come to the table. You had an epiphany, a change in your ways, if you will. You're not here to roast anybody today. You're actually here to be nice.
Oh, yeah. Let's not get ahead of ourselves and think that this is just a changed reform, Jackson.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Tis the season for being thankful right now, so I figured I'd switch it up a little bit. I've been on a little bit of a villainous arc on the show.
On the show,
that's an understatement. You killed my child.
Point in case, there was a murder that happened from a digital Tamagotchi. Yeah. And a whole host of other things that I feel like I've kind of gotten myself in a little bit of hot water over.
Why did you roast all of us again? Originally,
I kind of parodied your anniversary of the show about like what you learned from everyone, and I also shared what I've learned from everyone.
Which is always safe to do when you're the newest member of the Bird Show.
Right? And then you also rose to Abby in what was supposed to be a corny joke battle.
Yeah, totally ruined a corny joke off battle by ending up just writing my own jokes and kind of roasting Abby the entire time. And so people have, you know, given me a little bit of heat for he's too comfortable. He's going to get kicked off the show.
So this is not a change in Jackson. This is, I've heard the feedback and I need to change my image.
Okay, you can say that, but...
that's why you fish daddy now? You're working on your image?
Yeah, exactly. I had to do a bit of a rebrand.
Got you. I see what's happening.
But instead, today, I have decided to, from the heart, write out why I'm actually thankful for everybody here. And this is not jokes. This is not a setup for me to just, you know, roast everybody again. This is truthfully why I'm thankful for everybody here.
We'll turn it into jokes, but go right ahead.
Okay. Bert's out today, so he doesn't get one. You only get this if you're here in person, okay. So.
I like
starting
that.
Starting strong. Yeah. I'm thankful for everyone but the host of the show.
Yeah. All right, Kristen.
Yes.
I'm thankful for your uncanny ability to balance fun and professionalism. I appreciate how forward-thinking you are with the show, and I'm so thankful to work with someone who so clearly cares and puts so much effort into their work while still having so much fun.
Aw, thank you. That was really
You're
sweet.
You're very welcome.
I keep waiting for it to turn. I'm like, where's the insult? Where's the butt? But, yeah.
It's not. It's new me for the next, like, 4 minutes.
Okay, cool.
All right. Mo.
Yes, sir.
I'm thankful to have you as a legit role model. From my perspective, you've always been a guy who has trusted his gut and followed his passions, from music to comedy to radio. I feel like I'm just now starting my journey in that, and I appreciate having you as someone to look up to. I
appreciate that, fam. Thank you.
Abby.
This is not going to end well.
Stop. I'm being serious.
Okay.
All right. Abby. I'm honestly just thankful for your general presence around here. You and I are the same age. I feel like we have similar-ish upbringings and experiences, and I feel like we actually professionally work really, really well together. Things would feel very different without you here, and I appreciate you. Yeah?
Oh, I was waiting. I kept waiting for the next two to drop. I was like, but?
The woman was too stunned to speak.
I was speechless.
All right, Cassie. I'm thankful to have you as my direct go-to boss, but you're so much more than that. For those listening, Cassie and I work together a lot off air, and she is by far the first person in my professional career who I've worked under, who truly listens to me, hears me out, and ultimately trusts me, and I cannot be more grateful.
Thank you.
Tommy, I'm thankful for your commitment to the bit. You are the true definition of a radio soldier who always gives segments that extra push to go from good to great, even if that's mainly at the expense of most of the cast here. Kaylee, I'm thankful for you because you keep it real. You aren't afraid to speak your mind, and you are someone who is very much unapologetically yourself. Never change. Rebecca, I'm thankful for your wokeness. I'm seriously so grateful to have someone around here who I can ask the dumb questions to without having to hold back and censor myself. It's honestly been super refreshing and legitimately helpful to my day-to-day life. Katie, I'm thankful for your friendship. On my very first day here, Katie and I were leaving the studio together, and right before I got in my car, she said, hey, you want to grab a quick drink? And mind you, this was at 11 a.m., and me, you know, not shy of having a good time, said yes, and we sat down and chatted for like 3 hours, and wow. I remember after that, I always have just felt this sort of unspoken bond between myself and Katie. Amber, I'm thankful for your energy. Man, when you wake up as early as we do, it's really hard to kind of get in the headspace of not only just being awake, but having to talk for a living. And
I know how you love getting scheduled the very first break out the day.
Oh, yeah. First break of the morning is always the best. And it can be really tough. So Amber is someone that you need in your corner for that little early morning push to get you in the right headspace. And I'm super grateful for that. And last but not least, Mikey. I'm thankful to just have another dude around here. Truth be told, you know, I see Bert and Mo and we hang and, you know, we talk and stuff. But, you know, Mikey and I have really developed a friendship lately. And it's really nice for me to be just an idiot around someone and have someone that I can be super comfortable around.
Well, thank you, Jackson. That was lovely.
That was really nice, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, don't get used to it.
Because, I know.
Yeah, New Year, I'm raising hell.
I promise we're not.
The Bert Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
These celebrity lookalike competitions have been popping up everywhere. I feel like every time I hop on social media, there's some kind of celebrity lookalike competition happening in a different city.
Was it the Timothée Chalamet one in New York that like kicked all of this off? And I think, I don't know if that was the first one, but the fact that he showed up gave everybody like, oh, we need to do these just in case a celebrity might show up.
I think that's why they got so popular. So this happened like, what, a week or two ago in New York City. Somebody just decided to put flyers up around the city and said, hey, Timothée Chalamet lookalike contest in Washington Square Park, 7 p.m., be there. And I guess like the prize was maybe like $50 or something stupid, something small. And all of these wafery brown-headed dudes across New York, which are not hard to come by, all showed up in Washington Square Park and they found the most Timothée Chalamet looking dude out of all of them. But even Timothée Chalamet himself showed up. So then I think people were kind of like, wait, I live in a major metropolitan city. Maybe we should do a lookalike contest in our city to see if the celebrity will show up. And there was a Paul Mescal one that happened in Dublin. And I can't remember if he showed up to the competition, but he was in Dublin that day and people were taking photos with him and were like, oh my God, Paul Mescal showed up. So he recently went on BBC Radio 2 and actually got to meet the guy who won his lookalike competition. And it was the most wholesome interaction ever.
Hi, Jack.
I mean, Paul Mescal talks to you lookalike.
This
That's
is
quite...
bananas. I actually, yeah. Jack, I saw the photo. You captured the spirit of me very well.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I presumed you're at home getting some well-needed rest with your family after the long press tour.
Oh, and you're so nice. That's so nice.
This is weird.
So thoughtful.
Is like it twins. Like
twins. Yeah.
Wait, turn sideways. I want to see the profile. Yeah.
That's what everyone says. Everyone says the side profile.
Oh, there
you turn sideways.
I'll go this way.
That is crazy.
When Jack did the competition, you wore the short shorts.
It was a fully committed look. And what was it, 20 euro or 3 points was the... Oh,
it was 20 or 3 pints. The good people at Denny's gave me a pack of sausages.
I'm an embarrassment of riches. This is fantastic.
Got a pack of sausages. I know. You would think they would have better prizes for you to show up and take time out of your day to look like some dude.
I mean, $50 does go far in New York. I don't know what a pack of sausages does. Did they actually look alike?
No, they literally did. And Paul Mescal is kind of known for his very specific street style. Like, he always wears these slutty little shorts. And this guy had kind of like the curly... Everybody in Ireland has like the government issued haircut where it kind of looks like they're wearing that newsy cap, and Paul Mescal has that hairstyle. So he had that hairstyle. He had the slutty little shorts on and he really committed to the bit and he sounded like a sweetheart, which Paul Mescal is known for being too.
I love that.
That's awesome.
I know. We've actually talked about it because you had thrown out that, of course, you wanted to do a Glenn Powell lookalike contest while he was here filming a movie.
Yeah, my Glenn Powell lookalike competition in my room midnight tonight. But Glenn Powell, I think he's overseas. Yeah. I think he's in like Scotland or somewhere filming another movie because he's booked and busy. Yeah. We are proud of him. But I always thought, like, I think if we did an Usher one in Atlanta, like, I just feel like maybe he would show up.
Maybe he'd show up.
A lot of women would define a look like.
Right? Like, if I can't get the real thing, I'll take the knockoff.
Yeah.
Give me the Temu version of Usher, please.
A great value Usher.
I know. So it's never too late. I would love to do it at some point. Okay. Helena Hutchins' mother is saying she is not going to the Rust premiere because, of course, everything that happened with Alec Baldwin on that set. So the premiere already happened. And if you missed this story, Alec Baldwin was involved in this movie called Rust. And he was charged with manslaughter after he was holding a weapon that discharged a bullet that
would eventually injure one person and would also injure the cinematographer, Helena Hutchins. And he's never apologized to her mother or said anything of the sort to make it feel like he was taking any responsibility for his part in the tragedy. So she refused to show up to the premiere. But also what I found was crazy was the festival that held this premiere didn't even invite Alec to this movie that he was pretty much in charge of because they didn't want any negative attention because it was such a controversial case where he's like, I didn't discharge the bullet, but they were like, you should have checked. You were the one holding the gun. So you have some responsibility in it.
But I mean, he went to court and they decided that he did not. And so that was that. But I'm wondering, because he was a producer, he starred in it, et cetera. I'm wondering if they ran this by him and they were like, hey, you're a producer, so you care about this movie. And I always say as an actor, you care about the movie as well. You want it to do well. What do you think about not coming to the premiere so it can solely, like, the focus can be on the movie? I'm wondering if that was, like, a dual conversation or if they just decided, yeah, no, we're not going to invite Alec.
I would hope so, because otherwise it just looks like a big middle finger to this guy who, you know, at the end of the day was in charge of this film to some extent. But I think they honestly made the right choice because it would have been a lot of negative press after everything that went down.
I don't think I would have been able to finish it.
I wouldn't have been able to do it either. It would be a part of my life that I would try to move on from.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Baldwins, Hailey Bieber is catching some heat for comments she made about Justin Bieber's placement on Billboard's list of top pop stars. I'm going to tell you all about it on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
So who gets to legally keep the engagement ring if the engagement is called off? So a court has just made an official ruling, at least in the state of Massachusetts, okay? And they have an official ruling, and for any man or person who gets down on bended knee, this one is going to work in your favor. Here's Hoda Kotb from the Today Show.
So who gets to keep an engagement ring if the wedding is called off? Well, that is what the highest court in Massachusetts was asked to decide, with a $70,000 ring at the center of that dispute. The court ultimately ruled last week that an engagement ring must be returned to the person who purchased it. It ended a six-decade state rule that required judges to try to identify who was to blame for the end of the relationship.
So they used to have to go to court if they were fighting over the engagement ring, and the court had to sit there and listen to all the trauma from their relationship and decide who was at fault for the dissolution of their engagement. But now it's like, nah, if your engagement breaks off, you don't get to keep that ring. You have to give it back to the person who gave it to you.
I hate that because it's a gift. Do you know what I mean? Like, to me, I think the better way would be not who ended the relationship, but who called off the wedding. Right? So if he calls off the wedding, she keeps the ring. If she calls off the wedding, he gets the ring back.
Mm. I flip-flopped over the years. I no longer see it as a gift. I see it as a promise. And if the couple can't fulfill the promise, then the ring goes back to the person who bought it.
That's how I see it, too. I see it as a conditional gift.
Yeah.
I've heard that term before, that it's really a conditional gift. It's a gift, but it's a gift under the conditions that we stay married. Once we're not married anymore, that's no longer a gift.
But I think in some places, and I don't take me at face value or take me at face value for this, that if it was like if you proposed to her on her birthday and now can also be considered a birthday gift, then you're like you're screwing yourself because then she has like, no, this is not an like, yeah, it's an engagement ring, but you gave it to me for my birthday. It's also my birthday gift. So I shouldn't have to give it back. Same goes for Christmas. Like if you propose at Christmas, it's no longer just an engagement. It's a Christmas present. So you're going to have a harder time getting it back.
There was a small part of me that was like, no, like if I call off my wedding, I'm going to be so sad and depressed that I'm going to want to keep that ring. But then I really thought about it. I'm like, if this relationship is over, I want nothing to do with any of like the physical reminders of it. Like, I don't want that sitting around my house. I don't want to buy anything with the money I'm going to use to sell it with. So I honestly feel like it's not that bad of a ruling. It makes a lot of sense. If you purchased it, it was a conditional gift. The conditions are off. So you should get it back.
All right, Mo, you have done something special for a Burt's Big Adventure kiddo.
Yeah, shout out to Mom Lacey. She wanted me to do a birthday rap for Jason's was turning 18. It's a special day, and she reached out and asked me if I could do it. So I said, why not? I will make it happen, and here we are. I'm ready to surprise her with her 18th birthday rap.
Yeah, so ran into Jason's mom, Lacey, at the Burt's Big Adventure holiday reunion that we just had. And for those that don't know, Burt's Big Adventure is our nonprofit where we take kids with chronic and terminal illness down to Disney World. And Jason was just a wee one, just a tiny little thing when we went on the trip.
In 2013 is when she went on the trip. Wow. 11 years ago.
Wow. So, and now she turns 18 next Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So her mom was so sweet, and Jaclyn walked away and she pulled me in tight. She was like, hey, I'm gonna ask Mo to make Jaclyn a birthday wrap. Let's make sure we can get this on the air. That'd be awesome. And I'm like, of course we can get it on the air.
Lacey loves her daughter so much that not only did she pull Kristen aside, she pulled me aside and Tommy aside. Because that I have never met somebody so dedicated to their daughter and their family. And they have such a beautiful bond together as well.
All right. So in honor of Jaclyn's 18th birthday, which is coming up next week, Mo, I'm going to turn it over to you, friend.
All right. She didn't know this was coming, but yep. Surprise. Happy birthday. Here is your live on air happy birthday. Birthday rap from Mo and the Burt Show. Yeah, happy birthday, cause it's your birthday. Celebrate it no matter what the earth say. I hope it's lit and it's everything you dream. Congrats on living life and landing on 18. Tell your family turn it up, make sure that they make a scene. Hope you get your favorite gifts, mine are usually green. Enjoy every minute, make sure that you make it count. Pray you all you need, no matter what the amount. Take it all in, it's your day and here's your chance. Toast to another year, make sure that you do your dance. Spend it on glow and show everybody your glow. Happy birthday from Mo and the rest of the Burt Show.
Yay!
It took me a second. I'm like, why are all his birthday presents green? And then I'm like, oh, money is green.
You got there.
It took me a second.
You got there.
All right. Sweet Jaclyn, we love you so much here on the Burt Show. Your Burt Show family loves you. Your Burt's Big Adventure family loves you. And we hope you have the most incredible 18th birthday.
The Burt Show.
Producer Kaylee, I know your wife pretty well. I mean, she has seen me naked numerous, numerous times.
Haven't we all?
That's wild. I would hope. Kaylee's wife does spray tans, and she's always who I go to when I need a good spray tan. And so, yeah, she gets to see me naked on occasion. But there's multiple things I adore about your wife, and one of those things is her big heart, because I do feel she has a huge heart, and she especially has a bleeding heart for animals and animals in need.
Yes.
And I think she must have been like this since the day you met her, no?
And before,
yeah.
I believe. I mean, she has told me about all the animals that she has owned as she has grown up. She's had a rooster.
Nice.
I mean, as a pet, like inside the house, like freaking rooster.
that does not surprise me in the least bit. So basically how I'm preparing this before I throw it over to you is that this is your wife. You knew what you were getting yourself into. You knew what you were marrying when you married her.
Well, but nothing in the terms and agreement said that, you know, we are going to try to stuff a household with as many heartbeats, you know, as I knew that she was going to want children. I didn't realize, and she comes from a huge family. I mean, huge. I think there's like 9 of them.
You think there's 9 of them? Like her siblings? Do you not know how many siblings she has?
I mean, there could be some unclaimed out there.
Man, let's count.
Well, yeah. Let's. Protection was not in, you know, some of her family's in repertoire.
Okay. That wasn't their thing.
Back on the animals.
Yes. Yeah. And so, but yeah, I had, you know, I didn't know. And so...
You did know.
No, I didn't. I didn't know you were going to try to stuff as many dogs and cats and pigeons and everything else you could, you know, find.
Where does the household currently stand with heartbeats before you tell us about the latest one?
So at the current moment, we are 3 kids deep.
Okay, and, so with you, you and your wife, that's 5.
That's 5.
Abby's like, I'm out. Yeah,
I'm like, the 5 heartbeats was enough.
We just had to put down... one of our older dogs, which now the count is at 3. So it was at 4.
So we have 3 dogs.
And the guinea pigs are gone. And we have koi fish. Okay. So we have koi fish.
Okay, but those are outside. So you're down to 8 heartbeats, which I think is probably the least amount of heartbeats you've had in some time.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
I struggle with 2. Yeah, right.
And now there seems to, since we had to, you know, put one of our elder dogs down... Of course, now there was an open slot.
I gotta fill it.
Apparently so.
Uh-huh. My family's kind of like that, too. Like, we always are used to having 3 dogs around, and now that we only have 2, I can always see it in my mom's eyes, like, when are we getting the 3rd dog? When are we getting the 3rd dog?
Yeah, I mean, and I'm like, no. Well, anyway, so what had happened was my wife got word that there was a rogue bunny in the neighborhood. Now, there are bunnies, wild bunnies, that I see all the time that run through the neighborhood. But apparently, this particular bunny did not look like an outdoor wild bunny.
It looks like a domesticated bunny.
Yes, because it was coming out from under somebody's porch to our kids. Like, kids in the neighborhood... we're feeding it.
That's not a wild bunny.
Well, and as soon as my wife got wind of this, she jumped to the opportunity to go see what they were talking about. And this is what they were talking about.
Oh.
And so my wife goes, that is not a wild bunny.
It's not. That's not you. I mean, I don't know the first thing about like telling the difference, but I think you can look at that bunny and know that's not one you see in the wild.
She's like, that's half lion head, half Holland lop. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Okay, Animal Planet.
Yeah, exactly. So she goes over there where the kids were feeding it to try to trap said bunny. And while she's talking about where the bunny was last seen, the thing comes hopping out of the bush.
Right up to her?
Pretty much.
Like she's just snow freaking white?
Yep. And and before you know it, it's in my damn house.
It's the bunny distribution system.
He saved the bunny.
Yeah, did we? did we save the bunny? So
at the expense of his marriage, but hey, you gotta do what you gotta
do. Like, I mean, granted, the thing is really cute.
It's very cute.
I mean, my 8-year-old is in the cage that, like, because we basically, the dog that we put down, we resurrected the cage just because we needed a place to put this thing.
Well, yeah, you need a crate for the bunny.
I mean, it's in a dog crate right now, but now my daughter is in the dog crate playing with the bunny, and now she's like, oh, okay. It's got my heart.
But the best part, it's got my heart. The best part, because I, you know, obviously follow Erin on social media, and she has posted photos of, said, and it's a big bunny. Like, that's a big bunny.
I mean, yeah. I guess so.
And they took a baby bed, like a baby doll bed, and cut a hole in the end of it so the bunny can, like, has a place to sleep, and that's the bunny's bed, and that bunny can, like, crawl out the hole and then go back into the, like, the baby, the pink baby doll bed.
Yeah, she literally handed me that. Can you cut a hole in this? So I took out my pocket knife, and I just went... and just sliced a hole. But yeah, it's where a doll would go, you know, a fake doll. And now it's like
a bunny bed.
Now it's a bunny bed. It's like, yeah, it's aww, pretty cute. But I'm all right, now what are we doing with it? Because
you're keeping it.
No.
You're the only one confused.
I'm the only one that has not accepted this as my new reality.
Your daughter was in the dog crate with the bunny and told the bunny that the bunny has her heart. Yeah. That bunny is here to stay, friend.
It's Frankie. That's what they're called.
It's over.
That's a wrap.
Oh, I said, hey, you know what? Thanksgiving's coming up. Maybe we need to serve this thing up.
Okay, wow. Okay. Really,
that
bro?
Is not what the pilgrims intended. No, not at all. We're ending there. I'm cutting you off.
You're done.
Enjoy your new family member.
Thanks.
Welcome, Frankie.
You love Frankie.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, so Abby, what makes you think that the FBI has you on a watch list because it's something that keeps happening to you over and over again at the airport?
Okay, everyone needs to be very demure, very mindful during this segment because the FBI could be listening to us as we speak.
Okay.
Something keeps happening to me over and over and over again every time I go through TSA that I am convinced, according to Reddit, that I am on some kind of FBI watch list. So every single time I roll up to the airport, doesn't matter which airport I'm at, could be Hartsfield-Jackson, it could be Jacksonville International, where I'm from, could be San Diego. I always go through TSA PreCheck because I have gone through the background check process. I have global entry so that when I do decide to fly off to London on a whim and come back, it's not going to take me 7 hours to get through customs.
Ooh, flex a little bit.
Yeah, but look at me. I got my global entry ID, got my TSA pre-check renewed. Like, I'm a world traveler. I don't like to wait in lines. So I, you know, per usual, Uber my way up to the airport. I've got all my ducks in a row. I always like to follow the rules. Even though I have TSA pre-check, sometimes I will still bring out my laptop. Sometimes I will always get like the little snack bag for my liquids. Never go above the 3 ounce limit, the 3 fluid ounce limit. Everything is always placed on top. Like, I want to make it as easy as possible for TSA to let me through. And for some reason, they always want to check me for something. So I'm in line at TSA headed to Gainesville this weekend. And I kind of already know what's coming because it happens to me every single time. I will go through the security line. I give them my ID. They section me off into the line where you have to go through the metal detector and put your bag on the line. And I go through the typical one, the one that you just kind of walk through.
You put your hands up.
No, the one where you just kind of walk through. It goes beep, beep, or boop, boop, depending on whether or not you're going to get called or not. So I take a deep breath as I'm getting ready to walk through the typical metal detector. And I'm like, I know what's going to happen. So here we go. I start walking through and then it goes boop, boop. And the guy, the TSA dude, looks at me and goes, out of line, go into the one where you have to put your hands up and they got to see you naked. So I'll be honest with you. The first couple times this happened to me, I was like, they just want to look at me naked. They just want to see my naked shadow. They're objectifying me in the TSA line. But now it's happened so many times, I'm like, this is bizarre. So I go into the next one where you got to put your hands up and then it goes, and it gets the full body scan. They get to see my BBL. And then I step on through. And then
can they see that? No way. No, you can't see that.
I feel like we actually talked about this before, and I was trying to remember because someone did say that they lied, I think, and said that the TSA can actually see what you're working with if you're a man, but it's just a shadow outline. They can't actually see it.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that would be so invasive.
No, I remember that was some controversy, but then they will pat you down after they do that too, and it's always so annoying because then you have to wait because then they have to find a woman and they always just like drag their feet. They're always like, oh, I gotta pat down this girl again. Although, except one time, she was way too happy to pat me down. I was a little concerned about that. So I get
I'll
up.
Do it.
They're like, oh, her? Absolutely. So I get out, I get patted down, and I'm like, I'm getting felt up again. And then,
so even, because like as you go through the one where you put your hands up, you like normally, if I go through that, they're like, all right, you're good, go. I don't think I've ever been patted down.
I always have to go through, put my hands up, and then they pat me down as well.
They had to squeeze my bun once.
They like, well, yes. Which one?
Wait, yeah,
just one of them? Hey, my hair bun.
Oh.
My hair bun, not my buns, my hair bun.
So then after I get patted down, I go to the end of the line, and then they have to go check my bags as well. So they pull out my suitcase, they start going through, and they kind of look at it, and they go, okay. And barely look through it. They just kind of look at my bag and they're like, all right, you're fine. I don't know if they just profiled me.
What?
It's so bizarre. And so it's happened to me so many times over and over and over again.
That's annoying.
That I'm like, this is weird. This is now a pattern. So I ended up going to Reddit where all answers are found. And this is not I'm not the only person that this has happened to. And I guess somebody like got in contact with the authorities because a bunch of people were like, yeah, I was told I was literally on a list, but they couldn't tell me what the list was for.
You've been flagged?
I've been flagged. And I don't, what have I done? Whoa. I've never been arrested. I've been pulled over a couple of times for some speeding tickets. And that's literally my search history is very clean. I mean, the weirdest thing I'm searching is for like resand edits for ACOTAR, and that's about it. I don't know what the FBI could possibly want me for. I'm very harmless.
When did this really start happening?
I would say maybe 2021.
So I wonder if you've just established a pattern of travel history that for some reason hit some algorithm and like raised some flags. You know what I mean? Like,
they're like, this girl went to Nashville too many times in 2022. What is she doing there?
I mean, honestly, maybe, but I'm thinking more like Ireland or international travel or just back and forth to like Miami or maybe like big ports. Like, I wonder if you haven't really done anything. I wonder if it's just some system who's like, this girl has visited X amount of port towns that have seen X amount of activity. And so it's an algorithm putting it together.
They think you're a mule.
A mule? What is a mule?
They think you got drugs up your butt.
Yeah.
That's why they're always patting me down. They're like, she got that good up there.
Got that work.
So yeah, don't ever go through TSA with me because it's going to be an extra 10 minutes because they got to feel me up.
Oh, sorry about that.
The Burt Show.
I give him points for creativity, but I also think this is might be the harshest way somebody asked for a divorce. So a man hired the Voros twins. Do you know who they are? They also go, they're known as the Da Vinci twins.
Not familiar.
So they are D-A-V-I-N-K-I, Da Vinci twins.
It's my favorite donut shop.
Is it?
Da Vinci's Donuts.
That's why I was like, wait, do you mean Da Vinci? And then I looked and I'm like, oh no, she means Da Vinci.
So they are Hungarian Canadian influencer twins.
Okay.
I obviously, when I found this story, I did a little digging. I feel dumber for having watched some of their videos, but to each their own. If that's what tickles your pickle, then by all means, enjoy it all day long. But anyway, he reaches out to them on Cameo because this man wants to tell his wife, Victoria, that he wants a divorce. So I have the video from the DaVinci twins, and they posted this, like, some dude asked us to do this, and then they post them actually doing the Cameo video.
Someone ordered a Cameo from us and said they want to get a divorce. What's up, Victoria? We just want to say that David loved you so much, but he doesn't love you anymore. And he wants to get a divorce. Separated.
Wow.
Could you imagine, as the wife, getting that in your inbox and like, oh, I got a Cameo, and then you watch it, and that's the message you receive?
I feel like you should see that and go, you know what? I'm happy with the divorce. Like, is this, is this the way you giving it up?
I'm pretty sure those two are the ones greeting me at the gates of hell. Like, the, they're the welcome committee.
Instead of Cerberus the dog, it's the DaVinci twins. Two
welcome to like, hell.
Welcome to hell. they are an odd pair. I am not, yeah. So if you, you know, if you want to look them up and see, they have like these weird, like blonde pomodoro hairstyles or whatever. And
nothing could prepare me for the height on their hair.
Right? That's a lot of hairspray right there. Now you have to Google them so you can see what they look like.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They look like troll dolls.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I was about to say, like, if you've seen the newest trolls, they look like the pop stars that perform.
Yeah, so that is not... You're welcome. You have now been introduced to the DaVinci.
You've been DaVinci-fied.
You have been.
Definitely better off never have known.
Yeah, I know. God, you and me both. All right, so we were talking about flying earlier and how Abby keeps getting like flagged and pulled through TSA pre-check. And I saw this and what happened on a flight to Dallas. Do you guys think airline or flight behavior from flyers has gotten worse, or is it just we're more aware of it because everybody can film stuff on their phones now? I feel like traveling now, you got to brace yourself because you never know what kind of shenanigans somebody's going to pull or what kind of meltdown somebody's going to have. I know, like, I feel like the world is pinging. We talked about this a while ago, and maybe because you were in such tight quarters and the stress levels are high, it's just pushing people over the edge. But these stories are coming out more often, it feels like. Mm-hmm. And like with next week's going to be a huge travel week for Thanksgiving. So I didn't know from your perspectives, because I think Mo and Abby, you travel the most and you fly the most. Mm-hmm. Do you think air travel has gotten more like sketch just from a fellow passenger standpoint?
Initially, I was going to say it's probably always been like that. We're just seeing it more. But when I think about it, in my own personal experiences, as much as I travel, I witness things a lot more now than I used to. So I don't know what it is or what has heightened people's responses while traveling, but I do think it's gotten a little worse.
I think people's flight anxiety is getting worse, because every time I see one of these stories where a passenger is acting out, I always look at them and I'm like, oh, they took something before this flight and it is just not hitting them well. And I remember when I was flying back from London, I was sitting next to a woman who, I kid you not, probably downed one of those little mini bottles of liquor like once an hour because she was so anxious about the flight. And so I think a lot of people are just finding ways to cope, like through substances, and I think it's making their
erratic behavior
for sure.
So passengers had to hold down and duct tape a man who allegedly was trying to open the door of a plane mid-flight during a trip to Dallas this week.
That's terrifying.
Here's one of the passengers that stopped the guy.
There was no time. He was 2 feet from the door. It was just chaos. He was going for the door. And so I just grabbed the guy from behind and kept him from pulling the thing on the door. You know, we were on our knees holding him down.
I just feel like every week there's either some kind of physical altercation or verbal altercation, like multiple times a week. And again, I was like, is it just because everybody's like pulling out their phone and filming it? Or is there something just in the air, pun intended?
I've had more flights get delayed because somebody had to get taken off of the flight or somebody wouldn't cooperate in the past couple of years than I have since I've started flying.
My theory is that everyone's a little more entitled right now, but it's also there's a lack of shame. And I actually think it's because of social media, because people have been putting their personal business out on social media and sharing, which can be a good thing to connect to people. But when you erase that shame and your dark secrets are out there, you can act unhinged in public because people have already seen it. And so I think people just don't have any boundaries and restraints anymore.
All right, here's Mama KK. Everybody listening, I need you to be on your best behavior next week. A lot of people are going to be traveling. A lot of kids are going to be traveling. And you need to exhibit positive, kind, good behavior for everybody around you, for the passengers, for the flight attendants, for the pilot, the whole entire flight crew, okay? Got it. This is what I do with my son. He won't, when I'm telling him something, I'm like, look me in the eye. Okay. Look me. Got it?
Got it.
Got it.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Everyone needs to check in on their local theater kid today because it is a massive release for all of them. Today is November 22nd, also known as Wicked Release Day.
And leap, it's time to try. I think I'll try defying gravity.
You hear that beautiful voice? It's Cynthia Erivo, absolutely crushing it. Oh, and you know what I don't want to hear in a theater today? You singing? I want to hear Cynthia Erivo, okay? She was hired to do the job. I want to hear her beautiful talent.
We're gonna find a kinder way to say it, but nope. We are hosting... Abby and I are hosting a private screening for Wicked tonight for Burt Show listeners. Cassie's going to be there. Katie's going to be there. Rebecca's going to be there. We got our fits ready to go. And I am now, that's your responsibility. You got to tell everybody in the audience to keep the trap shut.
I'm the singing police today. So if you are in our theater today and I hear, I'm going to be like, shut up. I want to hear the movie. And I apparently people are behaving, yeah. But I have seen some videos of people who have already seen it where they're like, the person next to me would not shut up.
Of course. And there's always one.
I'm trying to manage expectations because this is my MO. I always get my expectations up so high for certain things and I am inevitably let down. So one of my works in life is trying to manage my expectations. But Abby, you told me everybody is raving about this movie.
I'm telling you, every person that saw it last night who was bummed that they couldn't make it to the Wicked screening that we're doing today, they texted me this morning. They're like, oh my God, I was sobbing by the end of the movie. I would see it 100 more times over and over and over again. And let me be very clear. This is a 3-hour film. It is the first half of this film, because this is just Wicked Part 1. In a year, there'll be Wicked Part 2. This entire film is longer than the entire Broadway musical that Wicked has already put out, the production, all of that. And people are saying they're going to see it over and over again. That's how good it is.
Tommy, you've seen it.
It is amazing. Cynthia Erivo was born to play Elphaba. And I had some reservations going in. I tried to stay away from seeing her performances online and all that they were showing. But she is incredible. I've seen Wicked 4 times. And
it's a fantastic theater show.
The first time I saw it, I was living in L.A. and I saw it. And the end of Act 1 with Defying Gravity, the feeling that I got watching that, I never thought it would be able to be recreated on film. And they do it. It is amazing.
And just all the effort that's been put into this film, too. I saw a behind-the-scenes thing with Cynthia Erivo. And I don't know if you've ever seen Pink perform live, but she has this part where she gets strapped into this harness, and she flies across the audience and is singing. But you can kind of tell it's sort of like a lip-singing situation, because it is very hard to belt and also flip and do all these acrobatics. Cynthia Erivo does exactly the same thing. I mean, obviously, she's not flying over a crowd, but she's in that same harness and is still singing Defying Gravity. No lip singing. They are singing live. So these two actresses, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, I mean, just generational talents that we have the privilege of getting to witness. And
I'm so excited. And I literally can't wait.
So like I said earlier, this is a really long first half. I think it's about 2 hours and 45 minutes. And I don't know about y'all, but I got a small bladder and I do get a little bit nervous about wondering if I'm going to miss out on the movie if I have to go potty.
You will.
I will. So somebody did give me a pro tip. If you were wondering when you should take your pee-pee break.
Oh, yeah. That's that's always a good tip to have.
During Wicked, I mean, obviously you don't want to miss any of the film, but if you really have to go, they're saying you need to take it when Jonathan Bailey sings Dancing Through Life. Now, this was very disappointing to me because I am Jonathan Bailey's number one stan, and I want to see him perform, but at the same time, like, if you got to go, you got to go.
You got to know about the Run Pee app. It tells you exactly when during movies that you should run and go pee.
That's hilarious.
Wait, I love that.
Mm-hmm. It's literally called Run Pee.
Run Pee.
Run and go pee. So if you see me running out during Jonathan Bailey, get out of my way.
Yep.
Because I probably need to go potty. But I want to see Jonathan Bailey at least a little bit because he's so great.
And then I tagged you because I made my sweatshirt last night.
You did make
my shiz sweatshirt. So I wanted to wear a Shiz University sweatshirt. And if you're familiar with Wicked, then you understand what Shiz University is. And the stuff I found online that I could get quickly, I wasn't feeling. And then the other, like the cute stuff off Etsy, was never going to get to me in time. So I said, screw it. So I just bought me a Hunter Green sweatshirt and I got my gold lettering and I made my own Shiz University sweatshirt.
That was custom. One of one.
One of one.
Love how crafty you're getting. All right, actor Jussie Smollett's conviction for allegedly staging a hate crime against himself has been overturned. I'm going to tell you why on your next E! Buzz on the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.